Hey guys, and welcome to College Girl Weekly. I'm Caroline, and on today's show, we're going to talk about Halloween. We'll give you some fun tips and tricks to costumes, staying warm, and staying safe while still talking about some of the age-old pros and cons of the holiday. Halloween on a college campus is a monster all on its own. From girls in next to nothing to drinking and parties, sometimes things can get a bit out of hand. Not to worry, we're here to help you muddle through all of it. Let's list some pros. Candy. This is a big one, of course. Getting to eat as much chocolate as you want without being judged like normal. While this is fun, one suggestion would definitely be to limit your chocolate and candy intake to just a few pieces a day so as to avoid cavities and stomach aches. Maybe even substitute another snack for a piece of candy instead of having both. Costumes. Costumes are always fun. Picking out your costume is like picking out a boyfriend. If you don't get the right one, the whole night could go up in flames. Some tips to think about would be what's popular. You don't want to go as Snooki because she's just not in anymore. What's cool? Please don't go as a minion. Think about how you want your show to show yourself to your classmates and strangers. What's comfortable? As much as you want to look good and be hot, try to remember it's cold outside and you're probably going to be out there for a while, so leave the pumps at home if you can. Movies. Everyone knows that the best movies come crawling out of the woodworks, literally, around Halloween. You can go full-out scary and watch the cult classics like A Nightmare on Elm Street, Poltergeist, Halloween, or Carrie, the original, please. Or tone it way back and shoot for movies like Beetlejuice, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Halloween Town, and the ever-loved Hocus Pocus. No matter your scare choice, there's something for you every year. Trick-or-treating. Everyone loves going to the houses of complete strangers and begging for candy. We don't know why, but we just do. Haunted houses. For whatever reason, for Halloween, everyone is really into being scared shitless. This means searching out a haunted house or even a spooky walk, which is basically a trail that you walk along while people jump out and chase you in very terrifying costumes. If you're looking to pee your pants, you are definitely at the right holiday. Last on our list is pumpkin carving. Trying to make those cute little triangle faces in a pumpkin is just so much fun. Pulling out the guts makes you feel like you're actually giving someone a lobotomy. Plus, the seeds make great snacks when you salt and bake them for a bit. One really fun thing to do if you're living in a dorm or just don't want to get pumpkin guts everywhere is to paint them. This gives you complete creative control. You can draw a face or just color them, and they always come out beautifully. Time for the cons. Even though our pros outweigh them by just a bit. The weather. As we approach the fast-coming winter, especially in the northern states, it gets very cold very quickly, and Halloween is often too cold to go out in those sexy costumes we've been planning for weeks. Make sure you always have backup costumes that feature pants or some type of jeans so you don't die of frostbite in just your underwear. Small children running amok. While children are very cute, especially the little ones in their first Halloween outfits or basic gender-neutral costumes, they do become a hassle when they're out running all over the place on Halloween night, especially if you're driving to a party of your choice or staying in and simply don't want to be bothered by trick-or-treaters. Pranks. Now that we've gotten the smaller children out of the way and it's a bit later in the night, we have the everlasting worry of the dreaded teenagers. They're always looking for a random house to TP or egg, and once you get past 18, you realize just how hard it is to clean up. Basically, it's just not funny anymore. Parties. While this often seems like a plus, it quickly becomes a negative when your friend had one too many jello shots and your holiday is ruined by caring for her. Or that guy from her chem class won't unsuction his lips from her face. Also, again, if you want to stay in, those parties feel loud and obnoxious, mainly because you aren't there, and there always ends up being puke on your front lawn after. Basically, Halloween is awesome. even with its albeit few downfalls. Now, for some quick tips to staying warm and safe while still having fun. Wear leggings or shorts under your skirt if at all possible. If not, opt for those nude-colored dance tights that are way thicker than normal ones and don't get holes in them 3 seconds after you put them on. This helps keep you warm and safe at the same time by making it harder to get in your pants. Travel in twos. I know this reminds you of fifth grade, but I promise it will pay off when you need to borrow the other person's sweater or they get too drunk to function. Let's face it, if that were you, you'd want someone there to help you out and make sure you get home okay. Bring your own drink, or at the very least, make sure you get it yourself from a tap. Never drink the punch. It only takes one time to be the worst Halloween of your life. Plus, if you bring your own drink, you know you'll like it. Know your surroundings. When you know what and who is around you, you can better prepare for what's going to happen. And remember to trust your instincts. They're not often wrong. Bring a sweater. Even if it will ruin your outfit or look silly, trust me, you'll be happy later when you're waiting for a cab or the bus. Bring a small amount of cash with you. Whether it's food, a cab, or more drinks, you'll be happy you have some. Trying to dress nice on Halloween with a college student's budget is always hard. Everyone scrambles for a costume they can make out of what they already have, and the ideas out there are sometimes lacking and oddly specific. Here are a few ideas I've come across that are simple, easy, and cheap. Candy buttons. This is super simple because all you need is styrofoam balls cut in half and colored paint. Then you can glue the painted dots onto your white shirt or dress, and there you have it, candy buttons. Thing one and thing two. This is a great costume for friends. Plus, you can go as any other version of thing one that you want. An example would be bitch one and two. Plus, you can wear jeans and be as comfortable as you want. Minnie Mouse is a good one because all you need is those ears, and you could really wear anything black on top and red on bottom. If you own these things, this is perfect. Nudist on strike. This is one of the easiest costumes to make because it's just cardboard that can hang around your neck saying, nudist on strike, and then you can wear your regular clothes underneath. Going as any social media is very simple and fun. You can do this by wearing the colored shirt of the media outlet you choose and then putting their symbol on there. For example, Twitter would be a light blue shirt with a white bird or a lowercase t, and Snapchat would be a yellow shirt with a white ghost. Some college students will be hosting the party of the year and looking for cheap and fun ways to decorate and make it fun and spooky. Here are some things to try. Fake baby spiders in your ice tray make for definitely creepy crawly drinks. Add decorations out of a toilet paper roll and some colored paper. All you have to do is fold in the ends of the roll and cut out the wings from paper. You can finish off with some googly eyes and hang them from your ceiling. Get a window-safe red paint and put handprints on the windows and doors. This is sure to spook at least one guest. Get some styrofoam heads from the dollar store and cover them with cheesecloth or a white sheet to give the look of a floating ghost head. From there, you can hang them on the ceiling and freak some people out. Let us know if any of our suggestions and tips worked for you and of any more you can think we could use. We hope you thoroughly enjoyed this podcast. If you like this or have any other topics you'd like us to cover, please like our page at facebook.com/collegegirlweekly and Twitter @collegeweek. And feel free to comment on this page as well. We hope you'll tune in next week for our Falls, Grades Fallen Like Leaves episode. Have a happy, safe, and spooky Halloween.